Ladies and gentlemen, yesterday was Memorial Day, kind of back to normal for most folks today, and of course, Lauren Stafford isn't here with the clean joke of the day, kind of a normal day for her.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, a shorter week, so, you know, I always like starting a week with less days than normal.
And you got a lot of stuff accomplished yesterday after you left here. You went out and did all kinds of errands.
I did, enjoyed the day, you know, saw everybody, saw friends. It's, you know, just a great weekend to kind of get out there and enjoy the weather.
I know how you are. You're just relentless when you decide to do something.
When me and my straw hat get together, there's just no stopping us. What can I say?
Well, at least you don't get the sun in your eyes. Right?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, what kind of joke you got today? You got another teacher joke?
I do. There's one left that I felt like we had to read.
Okay.
So hopefully you enjoy this joke. Again, Laura Dudley, so thank you to her. She's kind of been our Teacher Appreciation Week joke sponsor for the last few days, but this is the last one. So.
Really good stuff.
Talking about little kids today,
little Johnny or what?
Smarter than their teachers, I tell you.
Yeah.
What's going on? All right, so this one is about philosophy.
So you must be talking like college students.
This must be college students. Right. Okay. So we're moving up.
Yeah, we're moving on up.
How do I know you're going to start singing that? I know you do.
Deluxe apartment in the sky. I'm sorry.
All right, now. So this is philosophy. It's a little bit long, so stick with me here, but,
okay,
you know, there's a payoff.
I'll try.
An eccentric philosophy professor gave a one-question final exam after a semester dealing with a broad array of topics. Mm-hmm. The class was already seated and ready to go when the professor picked up his chair, plopped it on his desk, and wrote on the board, "Using everything we have learned this semester, prove that this chair does not exist." Okay. Immediately, fingers flew, erasers erased, notebooks were filled in furiously. Some students wrote over 30 pages in 1 hour, attempting to refute the existence of the chair. Mm-hmm. One member of the class, however, was up and finished in less than a minute. Weeks later, when the grades were posted, the rest of the group wondered how he could have gotten an A when he'd barely written anything at all. Mm-hmm. His answer consisted of just two words. What chair? Very clever.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
I don't know if I'd be the kind of teacher who wanted to give him a D for being a smart aleck or an A for attempting it.
I would like to think that I would be clever enough to be the one who wrote what chair.
Yeah, true. Very
probably
true.
Probably wouldn't be. That's good. Hey, yeah. Listen, have a great day.
You too. Thanks, Ron.
Watch out for that chair right there in the doorway.
What chair?